number 10670 Seabreeze LP, south of Route 1, west of Dodd Avenue, being lot G18 within Sea Air Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surface, 19837 Sea Air Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm with a local firm here in Georgetown representing Seabreeze LLP, which operates Sea Air Village in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Before we get too far, this comes to us in kind of a unique posture because an identical application to this was granted approval by this board on a written decision from Mr. Calloway dated October 31st, 2008. And as I said, the application is identical. By the time the placement permit was applied for, the one-year time period in which to begin the improvements under the approval had lapsed, and we're back in front of you. I'm happy to walk through as much detail. If this is treated as a completely fresh hearing, then we will walk through all the various factors required for a variance. Otherwise, it is an identical application, but again, we're happy to put on an identical presentation to what we did in 2008.
I think it's best you do that.
Okay. If you would, please.
Certainly. Ms. Surface, are you employed at Sea Air Village?
Yes, I am.
And what do you do at Sea Air Village?
I'm the community manager and the sales manager.
And how long have you fulfilled those roles at Sea Air Village?
It's going on 4 years.
The variance application tonight is for lot G18. What size is lot G18? And by size, what's the square footage of the lot?
It's 2,897 square feet. It's one of our smaller sites.
And if you know, what is the standard size under Sussex County Code for a manufactured home community lot?
Under today's code is 5,000 square feet.
And what is the road frontage width for lot G18?
It's 40.06 on Dodd Avenue.
And do you know what, you were creating a manufactured home community today, what the minimum road frontage is for a manufactured home lot?
It would be 50 feet.
Do you know when Sea Air Village was laid out and homes were beginning to be placed in there?
It was the early to mid-1960s.
Is there currently a home on lot G18?
No, it's a vacant site.
If you're looking at the site plan or survey for this lot, are there encroachments that surround the lot that violate current zoning laws?
Yes, there are, both on G16 and G20. The sheds encroach.
And on lot G16, have you been to the site?
Yes.
If you were going to guesstimate, how close is the shed on G16 to the lot lines?
Oh, probably about a foot.
And on G20, how close is the shed to the lot lines?
It's right on the line, side of the shed.
And how long have those improvements, those two sheds, been on those sites?
Undeterminable amount of years, long time.
The proposed home for this site is 20 by 50. Is that under the 35% lot area coverage requirement?
Yes, it is.
And you've selected a home that has a porch on the front of it. If you could explain to the board why that home was selected.
The actual floor plan is a 20 by 40, and we've added a factory-built covered front porch of 10 feet, making the total 20 by 50. And that is because the majority of our residence at Sierra Village. It's their secondary or summer vacation home, and the majority of people like having an outside area to use to sit because they're mostly there during the summer. About 70% of our people are, it's their secondary home. And to these days, to put a home and then at a later date put a deck or a patio or a screen porch or something like that is very difficult to do and still be where we'd like to be, you know, with site coverage and so forth. So we try to get them ordered with factory-built porches.
And the in looking at the survey, it appears that the only separation distance problem that requires a variance is from the home on lot G20, and that's approximately a 1 foot.
Right. Other than the distances from the sheds, the only other distance not meeting today's code is the 19 feet. The other home, where it should be 20.
You and I have appeared before this board before, and some of the applications are for 16-foot wide homes. Obviously, if a home was 16 feet wide, there would be no variance needed as far as the width between the separation distances. Why wouldn't a 16-foot wide home be appropriate for that site?
To put a 16-wide home on here, the home would be too long. This site is very shallow compared to our standard sites. This site's only 75 and a half feet long, where most of our sites are anywhere between 110 to 130 feet long. So it's quite a bit easier to put the longer homes on those sites. This one, we would be right up on the street with it.
And if you were to put a 16-foot wide home and it was on the street, would that include a porch?
No.
And then if a resident wanted to get a porch, they'd have to come back in front of the board and apply for a variance?
Correct.
Is this home consistent with the setback from Dodd Avenue of most of the other homes?
Yes, it is.
As I indicated before, this application was presented, an identical application with the same site plan and survey. In fact, Ms. Surface attempted to order the same home, and when she was told that the variance had lapsed, and found out that they no longer made the model with the 10-foot front porch. However, we've gotten the factory to agree to go back and make that model. I think given current economic times, people are just happy for work. So they're going to go back and make that model, even though they have stopped advertising that model. They're going to go back and make that model so that we could have an identical application and still have the porch and not require a future variance for a porch. It's my client's position that this evening you've heard that this is a unique lot. It's obviously significantly undersized from a standard manufactured home lot. Having only just under 3,000 square feet, it's about 2,000 square feet smaller than a standard lot, which necessitates variances. And there are non-conforming structures on the surrounding lots that have been there, have pre-existing non-conformities, which any home, whether it was 16 feet wide or 20 foot wide, would require a variance from. In addition, the property cannot be developed without variances, whether it's a 16 foot wide or a 20 foot wide home, due to the sheds, the size of the lot, and the fact that it's a shallow lot and it's only 75 feet deep. These issues that require a variance were not created by the applicant, as Ms. Surface testified a few moments ago. A Freudian slip. The community was laid out, and homes were placed in there in the early 1960s, and that was before Sussex County even had its interim zoning code, which is why these lots don't conform to those. The appropriate sizes and shapes under today's standards and codes. The home is the minimum variance that will afford relief. As was indicated, if the community went to a 60-foot wide home. The home gets longer, doesn't have a porch, and requires more variances in the future regarding porches and also the length of the home than would require a variance. And the home will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you know, we've presented numerous applications, and many lots in Sierra Village require variances in order to place structures. And this lot would be no exception, and in fact would be consistent with the setback from the street of many of the other homes that are located along Dodd Avenue and in Sierra Village. Finally, I'd note that at the last hearing on this, there was not opposition from the typical homeowners association, which obviously is Ms. Sisk's homeowners association. They did not oppose this at the last hearing on this in September of 2008.
We know you were just testing to see if we were paying attention.
That's right. And with that, that concludes our application, and if you have any questions for us, we'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions excuse me, from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has, I think, shown that there's a certain uniqueness because of the size of the lot and also because of the manufacturing that is now being done with these homes. And I think that further concluded that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think they've addressed the standards for all the standards for granting a variance that obviously won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, since that is the character of the neighborhood. Minimum to afford relief, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,670.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,670. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved. Thank you.